Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
We're talking about the new book, The Shift, How Seeing People as People Changes Everything. Kimberly White is the author, our guest on the program. The book's available all across the country. Kimberly's website is kimberlywhitebooks.com. And you can link on to Kimberly's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Another way that we can get started and sort of go through this transformation, the shift that you talk about, is by paying attention. And it's interesting, as I'm reading through that, we all get caught up in our world, and so often we really don't see things right in front of us. And you're talking about paying attention. Suddenly, it creates a whole new world. And once again, it gives us an opportunity to understand other people and what they're going through.
Exactly. So often the things we need to know are right in front of us. So one of the things I talk about in my book is the conflict I was having with my husband. While I was writing this book, I had to travel a lot, and I would come home and I would fight with my husband about the various housekeeping jobs he hadn't gotten to while I was away. And, you know, this task he hadn't finished and that task he hadn't finished. And when I started shifting and started paying attention to what was going on in his life, suddenly it became clear to me that he was a single parent to four children while I was gone, children who missed their mother, one of whom was very young and still breastfeeding, and he was doing this all by himself just to support me in this project. We'd moved to a new place. He didn't have friends or a support system there. He was doing it all by himself. And then when I would come home, all I would see was the one thing he hadn't done, and I would pick on him for it. Well, that's not fair. Once I started paying attention to his life and the things that were relevant to him, I would come home and I could see all of the things he had done and all of the tasks he had completed. And then we were both much happier.
So when you look at it through their eyes, in this case, your husband's eyes, mm-hmm. suddenly you had a whole new perspective on what he was going through and what he was going through, yeah. in this case, to assist you in what you were doing.
Exactly. I'd been so resentful of him that, in fact, he was being helpful to me, and I just couldn't see it while I was thinking of myself. But looking through another person's eyes, thinking about how things look from their perspective, is one of the ways to pull ourselves out of that sort of blind, distorted thing we get into when we're focused on ourselves. And, you know, another thing about that situation is the perspective that I had and the understanding that I had when I was seeing things from his point of view was a more real and a more true way of seeing the situation. I didn't lose anything by thinking of his perspective. I gained the ability to see the entire situation more fully and more completely and to be able to solve problems with my eyes wide open.
And the result for you, which is really interesting, this transformation you talk about with so many people in the book, starting with yourself, all of a sudden, what you're feeling better about yourself, and I'm sure your relationships have improved from a business standpoint and certainly at home because of the shift that you went through.
Yes, my life just changed tremendously, and that's one of the reasons the book is so much different than I had initially anticipated. Because I said, oh my gosh, my life has changed just from learning some of these skills about seeing people as people. And in the business world, it's one of the reasons this company that I was profiling was so successful, because they were seeing each other as people. So many of the conflicts and little fights that different departments get into in the business world and coworkers who undermine each other and all of those sort of things that interrupt our productivity and make us less happy at work, those things weren't happening. Everybody was like me, seeing the situation in its entirety, not just seeing their own narrow perspective, but seeing other people's perspectives too. So I met hundreds of people whose lives had changed at work and at home because of these ideas.
A couple minutes left in the program. You mentioned in the book, the shift is for people, those trying to improve their relationships and who are willing to start seeing people as people. And you say, I can tell you right now, it's not going to go the way you expect. Talk about what we can expect. Because again, it sounds like, okay, this is simple. I'm going to start tomorrow and I'm going to look at somebody in their eyes and yeah. I'm going to think what their life is like. It doesn't really work out that way. Talk about what we can expect to go through this transformation.
Yeah.
And are you ever all the way there?
Oh my goodness. I don't know. I'm not there. So, so far I'm saying no. Well, it's crazy because these things are so helpful and you can do so much good in your relationships by seeing people as people. The problem is I'm still myself. I'm still just me. So I had this tremendous experience that you can read about in my book where I suddenly realized the truth about my life and the things I had done wrong. And it seemed so freeing. But then, yes, Rick, just like you said, it didn't go the way I expected to. I kind of thought my husband and I would never fight again because I was so changed now and everything was going to be hearts and roses from now on. And the problem is I'm still just a person. And a couple of weeks later, I found myself coming home and getting mad at my husband about the stuff he hadn't done, just like I had been before. And that's just the reality. If we're trying to make the shift, we have to bear in mind that we too, the people around us are just people. They have reasons and they have a past, but so do we.
The book is The Shift, How Seeing People as People Changes Everything. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us.
You've been listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. And join us next time for another broadcast of This Week in America.